I'm Tom Rowe with the WGXC News Update. You can go to the WGXC Newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here. There are so many political stories after the April 24th special elections. On April 27th, Cindy Doran conceded on Facebook that, quote, "we will not be able to overcome the margin for a win in this election," unquote, in her contest against Jake Ashby for the 107th Assembly seat that represents parts of Columbia County and Rensselaer County. Doran was 280 votes behind Ashby on election night. In the 102nd Assembly election, Republican Chris Tagg was ahead of Democrat Aidan O'Connor by 288 votes, and at least 1,324 absentee ballots will be counted between May 1st and May 8th, with 986 still not returned, according to John Conklin, Director of Public Information for the State Board of Election. And three Republican state senators announced they are retiring at the end of their terms this past week. John Bonasac, who represents Ulster, Orange, and Delaware counties, Senator Kathy Marchione, who represents Columbia and Rensselaer counties, and Senate Deputy Majority Leader John DeFrancisco, who also suspended his campaign to get the Republican nomination for governor. Eric Anderson reports in the Albany Times-Union that, as of last year, Metro North has installed just 63% of the required hardware for positive train control, a system designed to prevent accidents. But at an MTA meeting last week, Metro North claims 81% of the installed hardware and 84% of its employees have been trained on the safety system. Quote, "getting PTC installed as soon as possible should be at the top of Metro North's priority list," unquote, New York Senator Charles Schumer said April 26th. A 2013 Metro North derailment killed four people after the engineer headed into a curve at excessive speed, something the PTC system is designed to prevent. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. Audrey Matat in the Greenville Pioneer reports that the Greenville Town Board voted April 16th to put a commercial solar moratorium on the town for 6 months. Quote, "over the past year, Cypress Creek Renewables, a commercial solar development company headquartered out of Santa Monica, California, have presented four possible community solar farms in the town, all of which are planned within a few miles of one another," unquote, Matat writes. The company has since withdrawn one of the proposals, though three remain near the Basic Creek and its tributaries. During the moratorium, the town board will reconsider the solar regulations passed in Greenville in 2016. Committee of town board members Greg Davis and Richard Baer, planning board member Don Tater, and two community members, Barbara Valicente and Phil Restino, meet 6 p.m. May 21st at the Pioneer Town Hall to discuss the issue. Read the full story in the Greenville Pioneer. This has been the WGXC News Update. Go to WGXC.org and click on the newsroom for more information.